We are back of Steam, Steel, and Murder, episode 24, part 2. Please join us on our public forums, which can be found at bluemagic.com/forums. That's BLUMAGIK.com/forums. And as always, we look forward to hearing from you and any comments that you may have. Leave those at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Nothing else to report, so let's get right back to the story, Already in Progress, episode 24, part 2.
Why is it that America hates French so?
Honestly, probably because it's left over from the English.
Well, then you hate the English and then French by association? Or?
No, we hate the English, hated the French, and for some reason we kept it, even though they helped us have a revolution.
I'm just hating on the French because it's a carryover from Logan's games, that's all.
In general, it seems to be that people seem to hate on the French from in America.
We're paying them back for all the coronaries that are caused from fried cheese. That's what it is.
That's awesome, Logos. For those of you who can't see what we're reading, it's a shirt that says, "You're not just wrong. The rules also say you're a dick." It's a rules lawyer t-shirt.
Offworlddesigns.com.
That's nearly tempting to get. It really is.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Is everybody back? Or are we still down someone?
Jonathan.
Yep, he went to
be right back, getting a refill.
Yep.
Yes. So has Lord Hundegard left, or did we pause in the middle of him still being here?
No, he's still there. He's okay. Yep. Sorry about getting started so late on this one. We may have to extend this out over to get it done properly.
Assuming we can get it done and we don't just give up. And
yes.
I'm assuming that we don't end up with just an NPC and a PC killing each other.
All right, sounds like everybody's back then. All right, so yes, your brother says that at any time, if you'd like to test your blade against me, you can make an appointment with my private secretary. I'll make sure that the engagement is quick.
Oh, that was actually kind of clever wordplay there.
Wish to also visit the fencing room.
Yes.
Yes. The
bartender brings across a set of loafers and a smoking coat that he puts on over his fencing attire, and he pulls out a cigar from one of the pockets and lights it off one of the wall sconks and says, "Of course, this way." He steps into the dry blood on the floor and just makes no mind as he tracks it over the rest of the floor.
Before I was actually typing something in the message before that, could I have determined whether or not this person would have been stabbed here or
whether he...
Give me a medicine roll. Anyone wondering that, give me a medical roll.
That would be...
That would be scholarship.
I can do this. I spent a whole frickin' stunt to be able to do it. I can find where you put scholarship.
Yeah, I have 4.
No, if you're just using scholarship with no medical background, it's much harder. If you have a medical background or a stunt that helps, it's much easier.
Wow. I think Gavin knows.
Yeah.
Even without rolling, I don't even need to really roll for this stuff anymore.
Gavin knows.
I got a 2.
Gavin, with that kind of roll, you notice, first of all, that he probably was, he expired on the spot, but he may not have been stabbed on the spot, as some of the blood has dried differently than other bits of the blood. You can almost imagine a scene where perhaps the mortal wound was given here, but the man was wounded elsewhere.
As we're walking up, tell me, do you also engage your guests in your sports?
Those that partake, of course. It's hard to find a worthy opponent. Mr. Aramani has frequently crossed blades with me.
And Mr. White?
So I doubt that he's,
I believe, that kind. Pistols was more his forte.
I explained what I found quietly to Ray as he asked.
Yep. Before you leave the room, he turns back and addresses the room and says, report for re-education. Your handling of my beverage was subpar. And he leaves the room.
Well, I'd like to ask her a question real quick. Was anyone armed at the party, obviously, with a blade?
Mm-hmm. Give me an empathy roll as you're asking your questions.
Can I get an empathy?
Anyone that's actually...
I was actually going to ask eventually. I forgot about
shit.
It.
What the...
Wow, I didn't roll it very well either.
Empathy. Tell me
I got a success.
Yeah.
Tell me about your problems come into effect.
Are you actually going back into the room and question her as well?
I'd have actually wanted to ask her about things.
That's fine. But... if you actually are going to question the lady before you leave the room, then go ahead.
Okay.
And give me a roll. So far, 6. Oh wow. Okay. For the rest of you, Aldrich, let's do it this way. Let's have you be the last person to ask her anything, if that's okay. As the other two get into the questioning first. Mr. Marlowe, what did you want to ask her?
If anyone was obviously armed at the party.
Okay. She says yes.
Who was?
Mr. White was carrying, I believe the parlance is, a piece.
A piece.
Yes, and she's speaking English. She's speaking English to you, as you can only address her in English, I assume.
Yeah. No. Yes. Yeah.
Is speaking English to you. Very good English.
I get.
Very little accent.
Okay, so he had a heater. A gad.
He was packing the heat. Mr. Aramani typically carried a saber at his side.
Okay. And.
And she runs through the guest list. Basically, everyone was armed in some way, shape, or form. Most of them just simply had tasers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And was the did anyone have a did any of the guests have a eye problem? Describe the correct eye exactly. Constantine.
Oh yeah, like I got what you mean. She says. She actually pauses for that a bit, and she says, I cannot tell you that information, as I am trained not to look a person in the eye.
Hmm. That is a pity.
Touché.
Now, you cannot or do not wish to?
I cannot. I did not make notice due to my training, sir.
Hmm. Okay.
And how are you trained?
Does Telehus resonate a comment?
This servant is trained in the way of mixicology and...
No, I didn't ask what you were trained in. How are you trained?
There are schools for such things.
And what is the price of failure?
Going by your empathy role, And I'm going to say this is where Aldrich steps in. She makes, from what you can tell, she answers you just as well. She says, re-education and what it is we've done wrong. Aldrich, you notice a very slight tremor when she says that.
So, have you been sent for re-education before?
I have. I made a poor cook, I'm afraid.
Did my brother create this idea?
What idea would that be, sir?
Your method of education, and more specifically, the punishments for failing his high standards.
Lord Hundergard takes a personal hand in the training of all the staff, sir.
Did he bring you with him from Germany?
All of us are from Germany, sir. And she is speaking to you in German.
I do not suppose that people in your position always know more than they should. And it is accepted. It is a sign that you are intelligent people. Intelligent servant is something to be praised. All the guests actually knew about how to use their items, their weaponry.
Okay. Give me a rapport roll here, as it sounds like you're trying to build on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything I can use as a mod, so there's a 3. I'll throw in kind and careful as well. That brings you up to a 5.
Okay. I'm also going to go with the role you made earlier on the empathy on this. Mm-hmm. She makes a very quick side glance at Lord Hundegard, who is still waiting at the door, mm-hmm. and reports back to you that those that wore weapons openly often knew how to employ them, sir. It is traditional amongst their heritage in most mm-hmm. cases. I am led to understand that Mr. White is quite the marksman. He does not wear a blade, as I don't believe his heritage includes such things.
To ensure that, in case anything else comes into your mind, please do not
worry about... James asks if you are openly wearing your blade, by the way.
I am wearing not the family sword. Yes. I'm wearing a cheap épée at the moment. Huh? Just a fencing épée without the... safety cock, or whatever
right.
you call it.
But you are wearing it openly, right? Is that your
yes.
as it should be? Yes, okay. Yes.
Are you wearing your blade openly, Nick?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I doubt it.
No, so you just stored on someone else's back.
Yes, he has it sheathed in someone else's back right now. That's where he keeps it.
In case you hear of anything of interest... It would be no trouble at all to me if you were to contact me, and I hand over my standard card. Mm. And any information at all, it would be most useful.
She makes that quick darting look over to Mr. Hundegard again, and looks back to you and says, I'm afraid the staff is unable to make personal calls, and she hands back your card, but I will answer any question you have here and now.
Any information at all on any subject? And you do not have to do it over the phone. I do have an open door policy for people who have need to talk.
The servants don't have personal time, sir. I'm afraid I will be unable to make such an engagement, but you may ask any question you have now in here.
Was there any music being played?
No, sir.
Okay, now, I turn to Gaven. How quickly would that guy have died from that wound?
With that medical roll, very quickly. He would have let out within a few heartbeats. He would have expired.
so he wouldn't have had time to go, oh god, you stabbed.
He probably would have been in shock from being stabbed, I suspect. You look down at the sword, collapse.
Really? Do people... Huh. Well, he's not a trained military man, so he might just go, oh, what is this piece of metal sticking out of me?
Where did that come from?
On the other hand, he may have caught out.
Yeah. Was there any noise? Like someone screaming? Or
a loud thud?
The snooker table produces a lot of noise as the balls are quite heavy, sir.
Right, but the three people in the room were gambling poker, right?
At the time, yes, sir.
So, therefore, did you all hear any a thump of a body, scream?
She actually looks kind of quizzical at this and says, no, sir. No, we didn't.
I'm looking at Lord Alric when Lord Hundegard when he's asking the question.
He seems to be looking at his well-manicured hands and just ignoring you.
Yep. Yeah. I don't expect him to ignore me, but he may still react in some way.
Oh, well, give me an empathy roll.
I'm using deceit as empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is that?
Deceit isn't social.
Right. I have a stunt. 4.
Okay. You're basically even out. He doesn't give anything away. If he did react, you didn't notice it.
Okay.
Who is worse?
Fine. Who needs chips? We don't need chips, do we?
Does anybody have any kind of background in architecture? I would imagine Huntergard with your archaeology would have some. Yes. If you want to give
eye for detail, let's throw away his chip.
Sure.
Hey, funnily enough, I haven't spent any of mine.
So it gives me a +2 for a 6.
Okay, for 6. Okay, so you got 2 shifts to spend on him. I'm going to say you caught one of the cues when the woman was working over him. He gave a slight head nod.
Yeah, my result was a 5, by the way.
For the architecture, okay. Something that I'm going to say you noticed walking around the room and is brought more to your attention after she kind of paused before she answered that no one heard anything. And you walk back over to the foyer to check on your suspicion. And you think that the way that the room is designed and how the ceiling just subtly curves, that sound would be muffled to the rest of the room in this area.
So, Lord Hundegard, why don't you take me up to the fencing room while these people talk?
Up to the ball.
I head out of the doors.
Spins around on his heels and continue. He was already out of the room. He was just kind of standing.
I'm going with Gavin.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, because otherwise I'll probably be killed. This way, both of us can be killed. Yay!
Yeah, I'm going to stay with the
servant. I have my pistol.
Empathy is more my thing, so I'm going to stay with the servant.
Servant? No lowly public service ever entered my mansion. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a lowly public servant.
I'm... This is a weird motley crew. You've got a private detective, a lowly public servant, a guy who has a serious, weird, scary background who's openly a connector who tries to connect people, and then an archaeologist, scholar.
Yes.
It is. And the connector tends to pop out to the country every now and then.
Yes.
And comes back smelling of gunpowder.
Mm-hmm. And you're all linked by the single fact that you create mayhem wherever you go, and that's apparently what they look for in investigators.
They use the simple method of shaking the tree, and whatever stays in the tree is whatever falls, and let's see what falls.
The actual idea for the whole investigation thing for the guilds is they do pick people from all walks of life. That's the idea. They don't want to seem like they're only picking from a certain type of person. But at any rate, so we have Bishop and Gavin going off to check out the fencing room, yes?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to describe a scene here as you're going upstairs. As you guys are heading up to the next flight of stairs.
We are looking at the swords and stuff on the way.
Yeah, I'd also like to keep track of the amount of time it takes us.
Sure.
And if someone could have hit a sword somewhere, of course, as well.
Okay.
Huge number of places that could be.
The stairwells are very large. Once again, four people could walk side by side up the stairs. They are very large. The only ornament you pass from one flight to the next is a grandfather clock. Potentially something could be hidden in there, you think. But there really aren't any other ornamentations. There are paintings on the walls. On the next landing, the entire landing is taken up by a single large double door, which there is a servant. Once again, another woman looking very much like the other women in the house, also in a man's uniform, throws open the doors for you. She does, though, behind her, two people are coming out with a stretcher, the third person with a bloody bandage over their face and a cloth thrown over them. Over him. He's being bled out in a stretcher.
I get out of the way.
I look at the man of special rangers. Enough any comment to Hunter Guard. Well played, my lord.
He was a small challenge. He enters into the gymnasium. There is a fencing area marked off, the each person's start zones, etc. But the other thing you notice is there is a gymnast set up as well. You know, they've got the bars and the rings coming from the ceiling, etc. It's a very large area. It's like the size of a ballroom. Certain areas of it are padded. Certain areas of it are segmented off for the popular sports of the day, etc. Currently, there are three more of the women here that are industriously cleaning up blood off the hardwood floors, off the fencing area. And I'm
do all the women look exactly the same?
Differences? They all have slight differences. They don't look like they're twins or anything, but they definitely look like they're from the same racial stock. They've all got
blue eyes?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as we've got to go look at the swords, that's obviously what we came for. Mm-hmm. Was this place staffed last the night of the incident?
He thinks for a moment and says, I did not use the gymnasium that day. He thinks back, and I don't believe anyone was scheduled here. I will have to check with the staff to make sure, but I made no use of the gymnasium.
And were the doors locked?
Doors are never locked. There is no lock on the door, as you can see, he says. And sure enough, there are no locks on those double doors.
Well, servant opened it. What was I looking for?
And where do you keep the blades? Like, he's showing us where he keeps the fencing blades.
I have several practice blades here, of course, as he shows you. There's actually a rack of different blades set up. There's more than just epis, though. There are sabers. There are a few different styles of blade. There are actually even weapons that are not, like they've got a Scottish claymore. These are not the fake for display blades. These are sharp. These are tools of war.
In other words, these are most likely our murder weapon could easily be among them.
Could be. They do look like they are well maintained, though. All of them have a nice layer of oil. They gleam a bit. Ting!
Does any of the blades not gleam quite as brightly as the others?
This is where I would be asking for an investigation roll.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we have Luminol invented yet?
No.
No. Three.
Wow, that really, really sucks. I'm going to spend a chip on that. It's a different, still the same scene. I want to knuckle down and get the job done.
If I need more, I can get more.
Think.
Okay. And are you using it as a plus two or a reroll?
Currently it's a minus one if it's a plus two, so I have to use a reroll.
Yeah, can't. You can only roll one worse, and you did it.
What weapons? These are merely rubber replicas. Ow.
With that, I'm glad I programmed this. This is.
You know what? Simply because I have a lot of fate chips.
I mean, I'll get more next time. The refresh. I could spend 10 XP right now and get another chip.
Simply because I want plus +2. Fight for your life. I know weapons. That's a total of 5.
Okay. I'm going to cut scene as you're looking over the weapons and Gavin is cutting his fingers, not convinced that they're real blades. Okay, so you are...
Like I'm distracted by looking daggers at Lord Hundegard every now and then.
All right, so I'm going to go back to the bar area where you're grilling the bartender. Yes.
Wait.
Okay.
Molly did say thing first, I think.
Could not hear you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mumbling. Just thinking they'd probably be more efficient if Ray Marlowe does his thing first.
Ray Marlowe has nothing to do. I was just sticking around with you. What's up?
Damn. I have to actually do things now.
She's still standing at attention, hands behind her back, looking at you, but looking through you at the same time.
Yes. Tell me, who was most interested in our dear departed victim?
Most interested how, sir?
Well, a bartender sees so much. Surely you notice those who are paying special attention. Extra glances, a few more words than normally would be exchanged.
He was, as I understand from what you've been over, as I've overheard you speaking to Lord Hundegaard and the line of question you've had, the last four people here, Lord Hundegaard, Mr. Aramani, Mr. Marklin, and Mr. White, who left before the other three, were the final bidders for the information that Mr. Mercue had. So, to answer your question, I would say they were the most interested in Mr. Mercue.
Yes, but come now, surely others have talked to the individual throughout the night?
As I said, she nods her head again, all the individuals here were apparently bidding for Mr. Mercue's information. Those that could not afford the heights to which the bidding had gone to left earlier in the evening.
Let's see. And was there anyone who seemed to remain longer than was necessary? They had lost their chance and decided to remain for the rest of the rebels.
At the time of the last people here, only Lord Hundegaard had no real reason other than perhaps social convenience. Mr. Aramani and Mr. Marklin were still betting out their last hands for the evening, of which Lord Hundegaard was not part of. But once again, I'm sure he was playing the part of the good host.
I'm just trying to go through the list of possible questions.
She does also offer, you had asked before when the last time I saw Mr. Mercue, the last time he got a drink from me was several hours before when, this would be before Mr. White had even left, and he mumbled something about the bathrooms being occupied. He could have left this area at that time.
I see. Were there any other staff involved that night?
I was the only staff here at the time, sir.
I do not suppose that Lord Hundegaard, as he's now taken to one himself, engages his guests in any other forms of entertainment throughout the evening?
That evening, no, sir. He often has people over... for the art of fencing, he sometimes takes them to the countryside for hunting. And I believe that is how he met Mr. White.
Just quickly, does it look like it's actually possible? How deep does it look like the conditioning on her is?
I tell you what, give me... I'm going to ask for an empathy role, but do you have any background in psychology?
I may have read that, but more importantly, his role in most of the digs was being the comfort figure. Mm. So he was that's where he got "tell me about your problems" from, was because he was always the shoulder to cry on, or the person who would try to solve things.
Okay.
Socially.
Fair enough. Go ahead and give me that role. Marlo, if you have any kind of psychology or any kind of aspect that would give you in the psychology department, you can roll. If you don't, you can still roll. It's just going to be much harder.
I'm barely even paying attention to this.
Yes, right now. I have a 6.
Okay.
It should be. You mean you suspect everyone of lying, so you should know he has good psychology.
Yes. Yeah, but they're lying to each other in German. So
that's true.
Yes, every 3 seconds I say "well played" as I translate for.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So,
where is your character on the screen? Have you made a token for yourself? There he is. Okay.
Yes.
So how do I send someone a fate chip on this, or can I?
Give some impersonate me and give a fate chip.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or impersonate someone.
There. Very good. You're looking clueless as people are speaking German or trying very hard to pretend like you're following. Okay, with your Aldrich's role there, it looks like the conditioning is very deep. However, you also get the feeling that she's been instructed to tell you what you want to know.
Thank you. It has been most kind for you to have for me. Sorry, I just got the strange sensation that someone was talking in the background then. Mm-hmm.
Those are the voices in your head. Ignore them. If you have no further questions for me, I'm
going to now actually self-compel my noblesse oblige to be rather infuriated by this and wish to confront my brother.
Yay. Fine, whatever. It'll give us a chance to get out of the way while you have this big epic sword fight with him.
Meanwhile, upstairs, as you've cut your fingers several times there, Gavin. Still trying to convince yourself, it's cutting me, but I don't think it's real.
Hey, he got a 0.
I got a minus 1.
No, whenever you use a reroll, you can never do worse than you originally did.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got a 0. You're just still trying to find out whether these are real. I will leave out the cutting off of fingers. Mr. Bishop, however, what did you end up getting?
5.
A 5. All right, with a 5, you notice that the weapons toward the bottom of the rack seem to be the ones that are used far less. They look to have not been upkept as well, simply because maybe they've not been put to as much use. And you do find a large, like a boot knife with a blade that's nearly a foot long and about 2 inches wide. And it was noted because it seems to be out of place. It doesn't really fit with the weapons that are on the row that it's on.
I make sure to take it and say, this seems a little out of place. Do you mind if we check it? Because it may actually be the murder weapon. It seems about right based off the photo.
Lord Hundegard looks at it and dismisses it and says, that piece of trash isn't mine.
The idiot didn't put it back in the place he got it from.
He might have gotten it from his boot.
He looks at it while you're still holding it. He hasn't touched it himself yet. He just looks it over and says, it's an adequate blade, but not something that one would use for sport.
That's what I thought. I make sure to get some... I'm happy that I always normally wear gloves as I'm holding the blade.
Apparently I don't, because I keep cutting myself on them.
It's where this one's past a scene.
And it's rather look, if you wave it around, it doesn't do anything.
Actually, I look at Lord Hundegard. Does he wear gloves?
No, he took his gauntlets off downstairs in the bar, so he's not wearing gloves now.
I ask him, Do your guests normally wear gloves at the at your gala events?
Not in the game room, but for the events, of course. A pair of white gloves. He looks at you and looks you up and down as if, what are you wearing today, Mr. Bishop?
Probably since I knew I was going to the place, my very nice suit.
Okay. Then he will say, you understand social engagements of the sort. A man will have to have his a pair of white gloves for such things.
I nod. Okay. I was just checking about this event here itself, your party.
Oh, this was merely a gathering of friends, not a social, not a political event.
Mm-hmm. So people would not have been wearing gloves?
No.
I smile and say, thank you for this information. Just need to keep it in the back of my mind.
So Mr. Hunegard, who's been accused of the hatred towards the French and the beating up of the French personages, now has his fingerprints on a blade that's a possible murder weapon. No, I just want to make sure.
Mr. Bishop. I have gloves. Mr. Bishop has gloves.
As he's wiping all the prints off in the background. All right. At this time, the rest of the party, if you want to rejoin them, the double doors are still thrown wide. And you could hear them talking from the second floor. So you will come in about the time that conversation ends.
I know what my character is doing. I just wish to wait until Ray Marlowe does something important because I'm out of ideas, really.
I have nothing important. I'm just trailing along and wondering why people are speaking gobbledygook.
The bourbon's just now hit your stomach and you're feeling nice and warm.
Yep. I light up another cigarette. I get paid by the hour.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so he finishes this. Of course, the blade's not mine. Take it for whatever you need.
Thank you.
Okay. So, am I allowed to use that compel?
Yes. Set up your scene. What do you? You can self-compel yourself. I will send you the chip.
Oh, no, I've done it. I've just clicked the fake button. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Pretty much it's the dramatics bursting into the room scene. However, it's slightly spoiled by the fact we're talking about a gangly archaeologist here.
Mm-hmm.
And the doors are already open, so you can't really burst into the room.
He closes the door simply so that he can buy it again.
Yes. Brother!
Just say bra.
Brother.
Bra.
Brother. Damn it. Of all the times for me to develop a mic fault. Mm-hmm. Yes. But no, bellows, brother.
Those of you that were talking to Lord Hundergard sees a slow, deep grin settle into his face, and you hear him say under his breath, the sport begins.
I look to Gavin. I kind of whisper to Gavin, 20 on Lord Hundegard.
He turns to your sharp address and says, quirks his eyebrow and says, yes,
Hundegard has not, may I just, he has not stopped storming forward from the door. So he's actually storming forward and he's at the point where he pretty much wants to strike his brother across the face now. Mm. So.
Your brother is wearing that infuriating grin that you remembered
from childhood. Yeah, I know.
When
I just
he bested you
if at I can,
something.
Basically, I want when he turns around, basically to be looking almost directly at an incoming fist.
Whoa! Is there any way I can stop that?
I'm sorry. I got distracted by Logos printing in there. And yes, I don't allow. I'm going from the original spirit of the century where you can't roll less. I'm not going to have someone spend a fate chip and then get worse than what they've gotten before. So you can't. You never take. You take the better of what you've gotten. You can't ever take worse. I'm sorry. So you're approaching him and you're going to swing at him. Is that what you said?
Yes. While he's turning to face.
Yeah. If I can grab his arm and keep him from swinging, I would prefer that.
Well, you know what that means. This is an alertness roll as we enter initiative. Anybody that feels like getting in on this scene, please do so.
I got initiative 1.
I just want to know my initiative just in case I need to do something.
Yep. Just roll it up. And Nick, could you tell people how to add themselves to the initiative list?
It does it automatically.
Okay, good.
Where's the
initiative list?
Whenever you click the button set initiative, it puts everybody up in order for me.
So far, it's Bishop, Marlo, Gavin. For some reason, Alex is still on here. And then Alfred at the bottom.
I don't actually get to see it. Oh, well.
Just go to Windows. Yeah, go to Window Initiative.
And Bert, easy way to keep track is right-click on the name and click Make Current. And then all you have to do is hit Next, and it will automatically go down the list on the initiative.
Okay. So, Bishop, Aldric is telegraphing this well. You see a fist coming up to his brother in the near future.
No, I just stand back. I have already made my... I'm hoping Gavin will take my bet.
All right, Mr. Marlow.
Okay, I'll try to...
Where is Bert on the initiative list?
He is not.
He's not. He's standing there.
I tried to grab his arm and prevent this from happening,
Okay, so basically this is you guys are going to be making fighting rolls here.
I'm so glad I have a huge score in that.
You have fists. So.
Or not that.
You don't have fists? Neither do I.
Oh, he has a weapon.
I have one.
Yep. And the way that I'm going to describe this is Aldric, you're swinging at your brother, not swinging at Nick. But what, Nick, you're going to have to do is to make more successes than he does to intercept it, is what
he's got two over me. So.
Okay. So, okay, you won that. So describe what Mr. Marlow does, if you will.
He's going up to swing on his brother, and as he's pulling back, I just grab his elbow at the point where he's about to swing and arrest the blow.
All right, and Gavin, how do you react to this, if anything?
I'm just watching the scene at the moment.
Okay. Aldric, you kind of took your action by doing that swing there.
Yes.
And your brother, his infuriating grin, he shows a little teeth now to it and says, "Remember, dear brother, diplomatic immunity."
I notice you've had a replacement made for the one I knocked out all those years ago.
From the best ivory, taken from an elephant I killed myself while its mother watched.
You ever did like to kill things which couldn't fight back against guns and swords?
Yes, we all like to kill things, but that's not the important thing here. The important thing is that we don't get thrown out of his house and, you know,
yes,
a diplomatic incident. Yes.
And yes, he'll rein himself back into control, straighten himself out. Fair enough. I challenge you instead, then.
No.
Under diplomatic law, it is still allowed for combat sport.
No. Here.
As I said, brother, he says as he looks around for a spare set of gauntlets and a helmet. Anytime you'd like to challenge me.
No.
Would you like to do so in front of your friends here?
No. We're leaving. We're leaving now.
Right. I'm going to have to say, I mean, you can always refuse it, Aldric, but I want some kind of social conflict there if you're...
Yes.
Because you've been compelled that you're doing this thing.
I am compelled, but I am doing this thing. So.
Yes. If I fail it, I'll just shock him and drag it. But, of course I wouldn't do anything like that. Anyways, yes.
Are you agreeing to a social conflict there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. He'll probably beat the crap out of
him. Now is not the time nor the place, and we have bigger things to do and better things to do.
What was this? What is it under?
It's your choice. I would say, and you don't have to follow me with this if you want to use something different, but I would say you're going to be using your conviction to basically follow through with what you're saying. If you want to use something else, sell it to me. I mean, I could see discipline, but I'm thinking conviction is the key for you.
Yes, that looks like
Yeah. Not sure and why. It sounds to me like Mr. Marlowe is trying to persuade you, so I'm thinking that's either a rapport or an empathy if he's trying to call on your better self.
I don't really have a better... I'll use empathy. Shoot.
Well, call on Aldrich's better self.
Yeah, you have yeah I know. Self. I have a deeper, meaner, eviler self underneath the...
I'm going to go with... I guess conviction is actually the correct one to go with here.
Mm-hmm. So, Lord,
I only got a one.
Three shifts.
Okay. Yes. You guys, okay, so how many boxes do you have on your social track there?
That's face, yeah, he's got them all, so.
Three, he has three.
Okay, yes. So if you wanted to still resist it, you could take...
I'd have to take a...
You are... I'm sorry, so you are going to let him win the conflict, or are you going to take a...
Yeah, I'd let him win it from that. He's okay. Talking reason and sense.
All right. Do note that your social track is full, though, for the rest of this.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. You're tapped as far as your social track goes.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, we're leaving now.
Hold on. Jameis was actually asking something. Jameis, did you want to intercede?
Not if they're coming down.
Okay. All right. Guys, play that out for me. How does this play out?
I say what I said, and Ulrich, the film lifts from his eyes, and he realized he was about to do something extremely stupid. And we leave. We walk out the...
Before we leave, we will need your fingerprints, my lord.
Yes, my lord. And also, if you could give us the contact information of the other guests so that we may also check them.
All right. He looks like he's robbed of his victory a little, so he picks up a stiletto from the weapons rack, takes a firm grip of the handle, and then plunges it into a nearby wooden dummy and says, "Lift." And as he walks away, he tells you, "Lift my prints from that and get with my secretary for the other information. Good day, sirs."
I grab the stiletto.
It's not a real stiletto. It's fine.
I say, "I'll grab the real stiletto. I have the gloves."
He touched the head, not going to grab the blade.
Gavin is still testing blade edges, apparently.
That's why you're so distracted during the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you don't know what fight. I asked.
So, Mr. Marlowe, you're pulling Aldrich out of the mansion.
He concedes defeat after hearing the voice of reason.
I make sure to stop by the secretary, who is probably... dressed in a suit in blonde hair, blue-eyed.
No, keep in mind that your social track is shot here for this, but yes. I'm going to give you a parting barb as you hear him roaring as he's walking down through the other corridor. Bring me my bullwhip. There's re-education to be had.
I will enjoy returning later.
All right.
Will you at least invite me to watch?
The sure. servant that lets you
we can make good building. Sport of what is left of you.
The servant that lets you in the building is waiting for you as you leave, and if you want to ask her for the list of names and contacts.
I do.
She bids you follow her to an office where she tells yet another young lady with a green visor on, who's apparently the banker and bookkeeper, to get that information for you. And she has it put out on a punch card for you, hands them over, as well as handwritten.
Thank you. And I leave. And when we're outside the grounds, I'll go, man, they must have really drained all the young blonde-haired, blue-eyed women in Germany.
Waste of people. Waste of intelligence.
So, where do you go from here? I'm going to say it's about 11:20 now. If we can do one more scene, or at least get to know where you want to go, and I know some of you 11:30 is to push it time wise.
The
obvious thing is fingerprint the various people on the match, to be honest.
Yeah.
But well, I suspect Marling was the one behind it. He got White to kill the guy. Well, he got someone to kill the guy, but Marling. The obvious thing is Marling got White to kill the guy, but I'm not entirely saying that.
I'm not satisfied with White as the murderer because he doesn't use swords.
If the guy put the sword back in the wrong place, then no, the guy who did it does not use swords.
Oh, yeah, true.
Would like to talk to Bob Starling if we can still contact him.
But that's kind of where we're.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Also, I make sure to check in with the kid.
I thought someone sort of kept the method of keeping in contact with him.
Gavin, I don't know if what you've told the rest of the party, but you know that there are eyes on him.
Hmm. Ray Marlowe seemed to be the one most interested in Starling. So I probably would have passed it on. I mean, they know. I assume that they know that they're being watched.
you would guess so, knowing the Bob's background. You don't know about the woman, but knowing Bob's background, you're guessing he does know.
Yeah.
So, Bert, when I go home tonight, am I going to see another Frenchman?
Give me an alertness roll.
I just asked the kid who's selling cigarettes.
Okay, good enough. The kid who was selling cigarettes has been replaced by another kid as it was past the other kid's supper time. However, there's also another kid here now selling red wine and loaves of bread. To the now gathered three or four Frenchmen that are camped out outside of your window, apparently having a nice meal. With a little bit of cheese dip and bread, as the children are apparently making bank off of this alley.
Question, do they scatter like rats when I show up?
No, actually the children don't.
I wave to them and say hello.
Ah, yes.
Oh, wait, what'd you say, Bert?
The Frenchmen see you now, and they all kind of pause within mid-bite of their bread and cheese and look at you in absolute terror as they slowly put down what they were doing and start backing down the alley.
I start backing up. I start backing away. And I ask the kids, did any of them fall from my window again?
Said, no, sir. They were out here early this morning. We're just interested in watching your window and front door. One of the kids points to the second guy and said, that guy joined him about 6 hours later to relieve him. But then we started selling things to him. And then 6 hours later, that guy showed up. And we started selling to him, too, and they've been here since.
Okay, then someone's probably been beating on the Frenchman when I'm not here. Wow. And here I figured they were just folly.
All right, so what do you guys want to investigate next, just so I know where to...
Okay, we have more than 10 minutes or what? I'm not sure what the time is we have here.
Hey, we got about 10 minutes. I just want to know what, because this is later in the afternoon going towards, we'll say early evening, since you were waiting around a long time as well. You've got a number of things that you can follow up on. I just kind of want to know, get an idea of where you're going first.
Fingerprints and interviews?
Well, there's the maker's mark on the knife. I mean, who made it?
Yes, there is a maker mark on the knife. So you want
to... check it for fingerprints also to make sure there's actually fingerprints on it.
Okay, does anyone have a skill in lifting prints?
I'm going to the police station.
Good boy.
It comes under investigation, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would accept burglary for it or investigation.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. I'll whip out my little kit.
But do remember the NPCs of this universe are not incompetent, so taking it to the police station would be perfectly acceptable.
Yes.
They're not used to have much slogan.
No, yeah. Look, I have my little fingerprint kit right here.
I ignore you and take this since I have the weapon. I'm going to the police station in my car.
All right.
So I still ignore you as you're...
All right.
You're throwing dust at me and I'm ignoring you.
So are you saying the bishop's going off on his own then, or is everyone else going with him?
We'll go with the fingerprints of various guild staff on file.
You do. You can pull off Mr. White's very easily by requesting his records, as well as Tony Markland's.
Yeah. We do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's fingerprints on the things, we'll be here.
Sure. So there's going to be a little bit of breaking up while you guys go and retrieve those records. Now, how are you going about getting Mr. Armani's prints?
We'll probably go by and ask for them very nicely.
Who wants
to? We'll do a standard interview with all the people who were there. We plan on doing that and asking them.
We plan on investigating the other people also. Okay. The people who left earlier, just getting there, asking. This is the quick way to exonerate you after we find that there are fingerprints on the blade.
Well, let's not go around asking people. Let's check to the ones that we have already.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then Maker's Mark. Who made it?
Sounds good. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that scene then. You guys go off to the guilds to get the two prints of Markland and White. Bishop, meanwhile, you go to the police station. And, yeah, the guys there have gotten to know you pretty well. I'm assuming you're doing it in your district, your home district, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, they take you back to the lab. Am I breaking up again? Let me pause.
Okay. Perhaps I did not miss any football today.
Okay, any better?
Yep. A little bit. You're just recovering.
Okay. Sure, the guys in the lab take you on back. All right, Mr. Bishop, we'll run that right away. They lift the prints off very well, and they take it off both the handle and the blade.
And the stiletto?
Off the stiletto as well. You know, set on that, the stiletto had been cleaned before Lord Hundegard picked it up, so there was only one clear set of prints on that. The blade has three sets of prints. Two distinct ones are able to lift from the hilt, and one set off the blade itself.
Interesting.
Any of them that tested it for sharpness?
Sorry, tested for what?
Any of the fingerprints mine as I was testing it for sharpness, apparently?
No, he had found it before you did. Bishop had found it before you did. Or didn't? Wait, hold it. Did you touch it as well? If so,
no, he didn't.
It's an extra set of prints.
No, I made sure he didn't touch the blade. I made sure he didn't touch either blade. Okay, we're going back. Mm-hmm. Okay, is it three distinct as in full sets, or is it just I have a thumb, I have a finger, and I have another finger?
Yeah, they've lifted three different prints off. You know, this one was a thumb, that one's a forefinger. The one on the blade was actually nearly a complete set of one person.
I'll make sure to compare that one with the deceased.
We'll pop down and get the deceased fingerprints as well.
Yeah.
All right. The morgue isn't far from here, so I'm going to say sure. You guys will have met back up at the police office after you got the records from the guilds and are off to the morgue. And you are given a viewing of the body, which they've been kept in an ice locker and pending the investigation. So they pull it out. He's been disrobed. His clothing have been entered in as evidence, which you get the evidence slip for and can collect that.
Mm-hmm. Check his hand to see if any of them are slightly cut or anything like that, like he grabbed the blade.
Mm-hmm. Give me an investigation roll. Harder if you don't have medical.
Ardor it is. A 3.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking fuck you.
Actually, Gavin, if you've got a medical skill, you can use scholarship instead of
that. Oh, I'll use scholarship then.
Yeah.
I clearly programmed this thing for me.
And the negative point. There we go.
All right. So, Bishop, you ended up with a 3, correct?
Yes.
Yes, there are some slight cuts on the fingertips and particularly on the thumb of his left hand. You're getting this while you're lifting prints.
That's the blade testing hand.
And, it's a real blade.
Gavin, you can see the large wound that pierced his heart and caused him to bleed out very quickly and die quickly. But you actually see some defensive wounds around his right and left arm as well.
Yeah.
So the body was staged. That's interesting. Shoot, we forgot to ask what type of wine it was in the glass.
And is anyone going through the clothing?
Sure, might as well.
Eventually we will.
Eventually we will.
No investigation role for that. Just take what you've gotten there. The couple things of note on this is the big stab wound that probably ended him. It's clearly visible on the suit coat that he's wearing, but the defensive wounds on his arms are not present on the coat sleeves. They are present on his shirt. Sorry, I didn't throw that in there. They're present on his shirt, but they're not present on his coat sleeve. They should be, because they line up where the knife wounds are.
Yeah, the coat was placed on after the fact.
Before he got stabbed through the heart, though.
Yes. Yeah. So there should be some injection marks, or perhaps bruising around the back of his head.
With the medical roll that Gavin made there, no, actually. You got the defensive wounds on the hands and some of the arms, and then the finishing blow that was struck from behind went through the back into the chest, through the heart, and the knife hole in the coat suit does match up with the shirt and the corpse's back.
Wait, there's a wound in the front and the back?
No, it went clear through.
Okay, wait. He has defensive wounds on his hands and arms.
Yep.
But he got stabbed in the back?
Yes.
No. He got
what it looks like.
Are we sure he got stabbed? Are we sure he didn't get stabbed in the front first, and then they staged it, and then stabbed him in the back afterward?
You can tell by what you're seeing that the answer is
yeah. Gavin, from what you're seeing and what you've learned from medicine in the last 5 weeks,
good stunt to take. Obviously,
the wound is larger in the back, the narrower in the front.
So.
Maybe a duel? And then the person lost? And
there wouldn't have been defensive marks. And he was killed. He was killed at the spot.
No.
So he had the wound.
Maybe he fought off his attacker who then grabbed a knife from somewhere and stabbed him in the back.
I'm just trying to imagine the guy coming in with a sword. No, get away. I put my coat on. I'll turn away, put the coat on, then suddenly stabbed through the back.
What?
Okay. That would seem to follow from what you're seeing is the coat was put on after the defensive wounds were made.
Right.
He was wearing it when the final wound was made.
Examining the defensive wounds, were they made by slashing, stabbing, thrusting, etc., etc.? The shape of the blade?
Or were they made by scratching?
Yes,
slashing wounds.
Okay, so it's made by an edged weapon.
Mm-hmm. Is our murder weapon an edged weapon?
Yes, it's a two.
Yeah, just making sure it's edged.
That rules out the majority of standard fencing weapons, unless they were going for non-standard fencing weapons.
It's not a fencing weapon. We have the murder weapon.
I No, and say we know the murder weapon. I was thinking that the defensive wounds could be made during an honest fencing match. Or at least what he believed was an honest fencing match.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, was maybe he was in a fair match and then the other person lost and was pissed and stabbed. You can
tell from how quickly the wounds heal if they were caused at the same time as when he was killed, or around the same time, or if they were caused sometime earlier.
Right. Mr. Doctor, who's mm-hmm. better than the other doctor?
Yes.
What's your prognosis?
The defensive wounds on the arms were caused before the final wound.
Before, or just like minutes before?
You figure anywhere from up to an hour later.
So
it's clotting had started already.
So perhaps someone came at him threatened him with a knife. And then later came back and stabbed her through the back.
Yes, after he put on his coat. Instead of, get off me. Okay, let me put on my coat before you stab me.
I suspect he may have been attacked earlier.
Yeah.
So threatened in that, and then they went away. He thought, well, that's it. This is one of the things you have to put up with when you're trying to sell information. I got rid of him. Stab! Whoops!
And the plastic that found in the clothing?
Sword!
And the last thing you find in the clothing is a brass money clip with a wad of bills.
Cha-ching.
What did the Italians use at the time? Marks?
No, lira.
Lira? Okay, so it's a money clip full of lira.
Okay, the Italian one.
Maybe, or maybe not.
So back to the fingerprints. Check the all the fingerprints we have first, then move on to requesting the attack, etc.
I'll give you this bit of information, and then we'll end it here for the night. The nearly full set of prints you have on the knife blade are the victims.
Mm-hmm.
The set of prints, particularly the forefinger, is the Italians, Mr. Armani's.
And the third set is whose?
Is not matching anything you have.
Well, technically, I don't think we actually have Armani's fingerprints yet, because we haven't done that scene.
Well, I'm guessing he's jumped to the fact that we test the two guildies and then don't find them, and then we're like, okay, Armani, we need to talk to you because you are invested. Here's the clear, quick method. Tell us your story.
Okay.
I'm going to say you actually just get. I'm going to say you just got Aramani's through just through the
political channels.
Political channels, because they have to have them on file for everybody. So,
what maker's mark?
Yes, you have a maker's mark.
Can we see who made it? Given I'm a knife nut.
I'm going to give you this part of it without a roll. It's not a mark that is that's commonly used for any knife manufacturer. It's none of the well-known ones. You have your handy guide to maker's marks and cutlery and knives, and it does not appear in the book.
Does your book cover Italian knives?
Yes. Covers all of the maker marks for the blades that are commonly found in the market. Do remember, though, that anyone can make anything.
Right.
The maker's mark may...
Right. And how good is the blade? I mean, would I... Blacksmithing level, you know...
Serviceable. It's a good blade. It's you could see this blade being used in combat. Particularly, it's a thick blade, so it would not shatter if you're using it to block another blade, which a lot of these would.
Okay.
But it's not particularly ornamental. It's functional.
Okay. So I would say it's at least someone who deals in metalwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we can.
Here's an obvious. Has the metal been folded?
Yes.
So it is someone who knows how to make weapons, because folding is a technique which nearly is only found in weaponry. No one really bothers with it for other things. Well, you've had it in other things, but swords have a very distinctive method whereby they fold the metal ingot over and over, and that is the shape you use at the end.
You're a knife nut. I forgot about that, Mr. Marlowe. Give me an alertness roll there.
Yes.
And I need to look up something real quick.
I have about a dozen on me.
It's a Swiss Army knife, and we didn't realize it.
Six.
Okay.
Are the Swiss neutral in all of these events?
Yes.
Probably is no Swiss. Why Napoleon, would Napoleon would probably.
Okay, the blade is actually it is a form of creating a blade called Damascus steel.
Whoa!
That clues you off first of all that it's an old blade.
Yeah, that is an old blade. Wow!
Whoa!
We've lost that technique actually.
How old? He should have just said, if you give me the information, I'll give you this blade.
Yeah, holy crap. That's, I'm going to have to take this home.
No, it's evidence. It stays here at the police station.
They just need a picture.
No.
It's a Damascus blade. Good Lord.
With Mr. Marlowe's shocking discovery, which he may or may not have mouthed to the rest of the party.
Yeah, he just mouthed it.
No, I said, good Lord, I want the blade.
I have a good empathy. He wants the blade.
Yes, because I just said those words.
Okay, we'll call it there for the night then.
All right.
Next week, I have a church thing to attend, so it's going to be the week after before we can play again.
I'm not here that weekend.
Okay. It would actually help me some if we could actually go the 2 weeks anyway.
Okay, that works.
If Jameis, is everybody okay with that if we do it?
I'm
going to be away that week, so
okay, so we'll pick up again on I guess that would be 30th. Okay. All right, guys.
Appreciate
it. Oh, and go ahead and take 2 experience for the part we did. Incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational and I hope you will as well.
Okay, this should be good.
Well, don't forget, they do have Tommy guns, which aren't exactly known for their...
Oh, that's true, that's true. They could be intending to shoot it up. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Glad you like it. I ain't all that enthused about it myself. You think you got problems? I'm from Iowa. Nobody from Iowa talks like this.
It's funny. I always took him for the bookish type, you know?
Yeah, impromptu barnstorming.
I meant to do that.
Exactly.
But Mark's a nice GM. There aren't going to be any problems. Come on.
You don't know me very well, do you?
The Gutter Skypes.